dirty.
How may we be of service to you and the rest of mankind today, reminding you about some of the important things that have happened in the past, what's going on now, and maybe future tense. Remember yesterday at DougStephan.com we had the exclusive story, thanks to the Minds That Work Past Midnight. That's the group that puts together some of the information in this program.
The real brains behind the program.
That work beyond midnight found that we came from other planets, underscoring what I've been saying for many years, that we are not part of this world. We're part, well, we are part of it now. We're part of another world. And so Rich McFadden, who's at controls in our studio in Washington, and Jennifer and I were talking about this. For those of you who didn't hear the conversation, Rich was pretty concerned, not about people, but where all of our pets came from. Did we fly them in? Or were they flown in on the same ships that brought us in?
It's just that you use, this is your theory, is that we all come from other planets.
That's right.
Because it's impossible that a Caucasian, an Asian,
in my mind, I believe
a black, an Indian, all come from the same planet. It's impossible.
It seems impossible.
Yet, when it comes to animals, and why a poodle looks different from a bulldog, it's just breeding.
Well, I didn't say just breeding.
I have a hard time with
It's a hard thing for me. I have not really considered. Richie, let me take a step back.
It can't
and
be
I'll
breeding.
I'll consider that.
Wouldn't humans go through the same differences through breeding as any other animal on the planet
I'm
would?
Going to have a new consultant. The Doug Stephan Good Day program has a new consultant. His name is Jacob Barnett. And by the way, by the time we get to 20 past the hour, that's our 2020 news quiz question. Why is Jacob Barnett in the news? Or better yet, who is Jacob Barnett? He is, I just told you, that he's one of the new consultants for the Doug Stephan Good Day program. But beyond that, who is Jacob Barnett? And why would you like to perhaps get to know Jacob? Jacob Barnett in the focus part of the hour of the Doug Stephan Good Day program. All right, Richie has an old commercial here he's going to play, which brings us around to something that's happening in the here and the now. And I always find that it's good to make references to the past in order to bring you up to date with the present. So, Rich, would you push the button that's labeled Campbell's? Okay.
Recorded directly off of our 1936 radio.
Yes, very good. Excellent, as a matter of fact. The folks at the Campbell's Soup have been sued.
By Nancy Kerrigan?
Four New Jersey women have sued Campbell's Soup, claiming the sodium level in the soup, as now labeled at 25%, is not at all as a matter of fact, they say it's as much in the regular soups. There's no such thing, they claim, as a lower sodium soup. Exactly.
Yeah.
How much salt is in Campbell's soup? That is the question. Hmm. Yes, Rich?
I used to eat soup a lot because I thought that it was a healthy option.
It is. I love soup.
And
I have soup every day.
Fresh. But the sodium content is wow.
Tomato soup, the broths, all of this stuff, 480 milligrams. When they put this stuff on the label, I don't know what that means. What does that mean? How many, if there's an 8-ounce can of soup.
Per serving.
Is 1 ounce of it sodium? What is it? One half of an ounce? Well, how much is that?
That's a good question.
Right. What is 480 milligrams?
Well, all you need to know is that if it's one can, probably has two servings.
You're going to be okay, Rich?
I am. It chokes me up.
Yeah, I can see that.
All sodium.
Sad.
So if one can has two servings, and it's 480 milligrams per serving, and your 900 milligrams, and your daily intake of sodium should be, 2,000 milligrams?
I don't know. 2,000, what we're supposed to take in is, you know what? All of this stuff becomes hooey. The bottom line is that the people who are in charge, supposedly, of of watching this. The FDA, our friends, our pals, are so busy chasing around nonsense that they don't keep their eye on the ball. They oversee product labeling. They have not required Campbell to specify how one of their soups compares with others. They just, can advertise. Advertising, I make my living. I'm in the advertising business. So we live here on the Good Day program. We live or die by the ads that are on the air, the quality of them, and how much people are willing to pay, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, far be it from me to bite the hand that feeds me. But the other side of it is, there's a certain amount of integrity involved in the production of a program like this. Laugh as you will about my cavalier attitude toward the facts sometimes. I find this to be troubling. I think that what I find more troubling isn't how much sodium is in the soup, because I don't really give a darn, but the Food and Drug Administration, basically all over, they're so inconsistent. They're all over some things and not even involved, or the biggest soup company in the world is Campbell's. So you don't think they have some influence and power over what happens at the FDA?
Sure.
And this, again, underscores, more importantly, the local VOR movement, LOCALVORE, local VOR. This is why people want to buy local, because these people that make the stuff that's sold everywhere are not doing you justice or serving you well, because they don't tell you the truth. What's the old, remember the old adage, the truth in labeling concept?
Mm-hmm.
When did that was, I think, during the Reagan administration that got started. And it doesn't exist because there's so much influence from the big companies at the FDA. All right, so anyway, it's kind of interesting, though, that four women all by themselves can make a big noise. And it does prove to me, the good part of the story is that four women who were basically, I mean, who knows who these women are, they just decided they were all friends, live in the same neighborhood, that they know that the soup has more salt in it, it's not healthy for their families, and they were upset about it. And they decided to do something about it. And I say good for them. Bully for them.
Bully for you.
Bully for you, ladies.
Well, and it's a whole lot better than the government. You know, the free market.
Yeah, the free market. Hello.
Complaining about it and doing something about it.
Right.
Rather than the government coming in and legislating salt content in your soup.
Right.
Can I give you another 10-second commercial? This is exactly why MetaFast is a great diet.
Yeah, it is. You're right.
Is because you don't have to worry about what's on the label and every single item in the grocery store.
Yeah, good point, Richie. So, thank you for making it.
No problem.
MetaFast, by the way, if you want information on MetaFast, everybody on the staff here has been involved in losing weight using MetaFast. 800-506-4115, 800-506-4115 to get involved in the MetaFast plan. Good stuff. Ronald Reagan, I mentioned him just briefly. This is the anniversary of when he was shot.
Yeah.
1981.
Wow.
On this day, 1981, he was shot. What's the day? March 30th, right?
Yep.
1981. And the sad reality of what happened, not necessarily to him because he recovered, but Brady, wow. Oy. And that nutbird Hinkley.
Some say Reagan never did recover.
No. Maybe
some
not.
Say that was the beginning of the...
Yeah, the end?
Beginning well, of not his, the beginning of the end, but you know, the beginning of his ascent towards... Autism.
Autism, man. That too.
Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
Coming up on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, we'll start a new focus today, and it may be that this is the only day we have it. The catch of the day, and I'll give you a hint, it's not Jennifer Horne. 15 past the hour on Good Day.
So says you.
That's me.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot...
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game, console, or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to GEICO last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The home is a place of belonging, comfort, and security. But for many of today's older Americans, home is where most accidents happen, like the bathroom. Now, I feel secure when I open the door, walk in, and sit down in the comfort and serenity of my very own therapeutic walk-in tub, my Freedom Tubs. Their latest therapeutic walk-in safety tub offers 6 water jets, 21 air jets, an antibacterial purge system, built-in seat and safety grab bar. There's a whisper-quiet motor, and with Freedom Tubs' patented quick-drain system, the water drains from your tub in about 1 minute. Available in white or bisque. Freedom Tubs, with a Z, offers a choice of tub sizes. Call 855-72-FREEDOM now to save up to $1,000 on your Freedom Tub. But you must call or visit Freedom Tubs. That's freedomtubz.com. 855-72-FREEDOM or freedomtubz.com. Again, 855-72-FREEDOM or freedomtubz.com.
Spring is finally here, so hurry into the PetSmart Everything Spring Sale. You'll save up to 25% on over 1,000 items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $3 on all varieties of IAMS dog food in 35 to 40 pound bags. IAMS has a formula for your pet's specific needs, like life stage, breed size, weight control, and sensitive stomach. Hurry in for this great IAMS deal and more going on now at PetSmart. We love to see healthy, happy pets. While supplies last, offer valid through April 24th.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
800-510-8255, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. All right, so we now have a new feature, and you can actually follow along if you'd like to at DougSteffens.com. The story of the catch of the day. Oh, you know how this works. If you're in Florida or you're in some of the areas where there's great fishing, you can go. This is along the coast of Texas. Most every time of the year you can find really good fish. Go fishing. So you can, yesterday, guys out on a, was it yesterday, the day before, I'm not sure, you know, one of these charter boats to bring people out to do a little fishing. This guy, when he's not on the charter boat, he and his crew members fish for red snapper. This is 50 miles into the Gulf, right? And they were dumping fish guts into the water. They clean the fish on board. That's
right.
What usually happens.
Right, chum.
And then everybody, you know, they the stuff is eaten up by whatever. Maybe around fish eat other fish, et cetera, et cetera. So you can imagine the surprises. They're dumping things overboard. A 375-pound shark jumps into the boat.
Get out.
Jumps into the boat.
That's when I jump out, by the way.
Right, yeah. And apparently, this guy has been fishing since he was a kid, and you know the process has been the same forever. They clean up the fish that they catch, bring it in and sell it, et cetera, et cetera. It was a Mako shark, had been smelling the fish getting chopped up, and instead of waiting for them to throw it into the water for the shark to eat it, he jumps into the boat, or she, or whatever. Is a fish hermaphrodite? I don't even... Fish lay eggs, right?
Eggs.
Are they?
Yes.
Yeah, but are there male fish? My God, I don't know the answer to that question. Female fish?
Oh, shoot. I used to know.
Who knows? 800-510-8255. Somebody call and tell us whether fish.
There are two kinds.
No matter what? Female or
alive and dead.
Yeah. Big teeth and small teeth.
Yeah.
Mouth bores and.
All right, well, let's find out. 800-510-8255. Also, we're going to identify Jacob Barnett, who's the person of the day on Good Day, 21 past the hour.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub for boomers and beyond.
Here we go. The Spring Break $99 deal from Life Change Tea. Hit it, boys.
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's right. 2 months of Super Tea and a 45-day supply of Fat Burners for just $99. Spring into health for just $99. Feel good. Clean your body. Lose weight. It works immediately, so call now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can purchase online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And remember,
Sonny, if you want it, here it is. Come and get it, but you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's GetTheTea.com.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Program. I am Mr. Steffen. He's Mr. McFadden.
Call me Rich.
There's a Ms. Horn over there. We're talking about fish and whether fish have both sexes rolled into one or they're an hermaphroditic sort. How do they lay their eggs? There are certain kinds of fish that lay on top of the eggs of the other fish. But not being a fish expert, I thought
they were brothers.
But there have to be people listening who are fishermen. So let's a lot of people listening on the coast of Florida and around Texas, and
or just people that are smarter.
There's
than
one
us.
That carries eggs in their mouth, and one that carries eggs inside them. I can't remember what.
800-510-8255. Also, the new assistant. He's going to be my newest person, and I have a circle of friends like Rich and Jennifer who help me. As I put the program together, I'm going to bring Jacob Barnett in on that. Why would I do that? Who is Jacob Barnett? 800-510-8255, our 2020 News Quiz question. You get a swell, maybe bizarre prize for identifying Mr. Barnett.
Are you actually asking us to identify your friends now?
Yes, I want to know who my friends are. 25 past the hour on Good Day. So here we have this catch of a lifetime, the story of the 375-pound Mako shark. That is in this area off of Texas, Freeport, Texas, and the is looking for. Well, that's what brought up the discussion of whether fish are male or female, because I said he jumped onto the boat. I don't know whether it's a he or a she. Just know by looking at the picture at DougSteffen.com, he's ugly.
I think sharks are just sharks.
It's ugly.
Shark!
So, now, here's what happened. The shark, the people on the boat are so, there are three people on the boat. They run up the, the shark jumps on, and we know how sharks are. Their mouth is and tailing around and stuff. And so these guys intelligently jump off of that deck up onto a higher deck and figure, well, this shark is going to be able to climb up the ladder, so we're okay. So they stay there and head back to port. 2 hours later, the shark dies because it's not in the water. They have to get a forklift to get it off of the boat, and it's now on display at the seafood, some seafood business in Freeport. So if you want to go down.
Dead?
Well, it was dead on the ship after it's out of the water for a couple of hours.
Yeah, it dies.
Oh. Yeah, it has to have in the water.
Well, that's sad. Poor shark.
Well, yeah. It is kind of. But it's imagine how what goes on with somebody that goes into, you know, like kind of a shock, an emotional shock when you see something like that? What do you do? I mean, imagine yourself in that same position, Sybil Play, and what happened. Okay, so a lot of people commenting on that on Facebook. 800-510-8255. That's one of the stories of the day. All right, let's see here. Here's Doug in Chippewa, Wisconsin. Basically, your attitude toward us is probably we're dummies. Right, Doug? Is that what you want to tell us? We're a bunch of dummies.
Pretty much.
Oh, thank you. That's very sweet. Yeah. All right, so why? Because we don't know about fish, male and female fish?
Well, yeah. There's male and female of every species.
No, they're not.
Mm-mm.
That's not true. No, there are not male and female. Most reptilians are not male or female. They're hermaphroditic. Do you know what an hermaphrodite is?
Yeah.
What is it?
having both sex organs.
Which is so convenient,
reproduction organs.
Right. One that can reproduce itself or has actually no sexuality, but it can reproduce itself. Yes. All right, so
right.
How can you tell by looking?
I had one something like that wait on me at the Orlando airport last week.
Right, yeah. All right, I want to know. I want to pick up a flounder, and I want to look at the flounder and figure out whether it's a male or a female. How do I do that? Silence.
Well, that I don't know.
Oh, so you're?
Aww.
I'm a big dummy.
But
said they were both the sexes. How do you tell?
I know fish. They lay their eggs, and then the male comes and douses it with sperm. Fertilizes it.
There we go. That's quite a visualization. All right, we're going to keep this.
Only a man
right.
would use the word douse.
We'll figure this out. 28 past the hour. Fish in the focus here on Good Day.
The shadows start to fade as the light slips through the shade. Another morning sneaking in without a sound. Which aroma fills the air, and really nothing can compare to that first couple folders going down. The best part of waking up, folders in your car.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you're considering buying your first home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. Come by Wells Fargo today and we'll sit with you, answer all your questions, and work with you step by step through the process of buying your first home. A Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval lets real estate agents and sellers know you're a serious buyer because you're credit approved. That way, you'll be ready to go out and make an offer with confidence. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells
Fargo. Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalhealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
This is the day. It is a gift from you. The world is turning.
Everybody is interested. Some people show it in a different way. I say everybody's interested because if you weren't interested, why would you be listening, right? That's the bottom line.
Unless as to whether your radio's stuck in a tragic accident or something.
Yeah, right.
You know. Like there's gum in the button.
Yeah.
Or your cassette is jammed inside and you can't listen to the radio.
And then, oops, nanny, nanny, nanny.
I've had that.
34 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Rick McFadden.
Years, but I've had
and Jennifer Horn here. We're talking about fish. Because of the story at DougSteffen.com today with a picture of that shark, the fisherman got this surprise. Imagine how surprised you're, you know, two guys working, this guy piloting or captaining, good Doug. Perhaps he is the captain of the boat, therefore he is in charge of the boat. Anyway,
you know,
he's not driving the boat. What do you do with a boat? You drive it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you drive a boat.
You drive a boat?
Did you see, I forget what cable channel it is, but they have a show on now called When Vacations Attack.
No.
And there was an episode a few weeks ago of a swordfish that this guy had hooked and would spend an hour reeling in.
Yeah.
And it's just a magnificent video of this thing jumping out of the water, flailing and everything.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, the fish gets within about 15 feet of the boat, comes flying out of the water, up into the boat, and spears the guy.
Ooh.
And this is like a family vacation. So the guy's got the fish run through him. It's like that Jerry Lewis movie where he's sitting on the operating table with the swordfish through him, except for real. And the guy lived, but, man, it just.
And now, here's another thing to imagine. How did a swordfish develop, given, you know, it's like the dogs and the people? You think that just grew in the ocean?
Given the description of the fish boom chicka boom boom that Rich was just reading me, maybe something just didn't go back where it was supposed to.
I think that swordfish came from another planet as well. What do you think?
Do you know how many creatures there are in the ocean?
Unbelievable.
Do you know how many planets there would have to be from every one of them to come from a different planet?
Lots of planets.
Can I tell you how I did not expect this conversation at all when I woke up this morning?
That's the idea of the program, Jennifer.
Jennifer was a little taken back when during the break, I was reading the Wikipedia Sex of Fish.
It was like a Fabio romance novel.
She's like, you know, you're kind of getting me hot.
All right. So we're talking about the different sexes of fish. George is in Key West. Are you a fisherman, George?
Yeah, I'm a fisherman.
All right. So what do we need to know about the sexuality of fish? What kind of fish do you fish for?
I'll fish for anything that I can eat, for one thing. But fish, if you go from the smallest fish up to the largest, they all have ways of reproducing. A guppy, for instance, reproduces just like people do. Yeah. They have sex organs, and they copulate, and they have five babies.
The cool thing about guppy sex is that you, because fish have such short-term memories, is that it's like somebody new every 3 seconds. Kind of like a night with Lindsay Lohan or something.
Perfect. That's it. Okay. All right, George. Go ahead.
Even bigger fish, so the whales, they have, they give live birth, like people do.
Yeah. They have, and they have, they nurse them. Dolphins do the same thing. The bigger, I think, the bigger the, this is not, and by the way, those are not
dolphins
fish.
Aren't fish.
They're not considered fish.
Dolphins are a mammal.
Yeah. I just said that. I think there's an echo in here. But the bottom line is that there is, in that species, the way to reproduce is similar to the way we reproduce.
But aren't there two different kinds of breeding within fish?
Well, there's many different kinds. There's different ways that they incubate. For instance, you mentioned earlier about the Buccalcaba, the breeders, the fish that lay eggs, and then the males take the eggs in their mouth and incubate them in their mouth.
Right. Okay.
And then there's fish where, for instance, a seahorse, that's a fish. The males incubate the babies in their pouch as opposed to the female incubating the babies. But the female lays the eggs and places them in his pouch.
Wow. Yeah. So it's backwards.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I like this.
Yeah.
All right, so have some of those scrambled eggs and eggs this morning. Fish eggs and regular eggs. Put them together and see how they taste. George, thanks for the...
And go down to the most southern point in the United States and touch it for me this morning, will you, George?
Yeah, I'm only about a half a block from there right now.
Walk on over and touch it, and then tonight have a beer at the happy hour there.
All right. All right, George, thanks. 800-510-8255. Okay, will you stop? We don't care whether you love Key West or not. We're focused on something different now.
I got to get there.
The identity of Jacob Barnett.
Yeah.
No, I forgot about
Jacob
him.
Jacob Barnett.
Assistant.
Now, I'm going to tell you a little about Jacob Barnett, and let's see if you can carry it a little further. He's 12 years old.
Oh, cute.
He's about the same aptitude. Actually, he has much more, he has a stronger aptitude than do most of the people that I know, and maybe all the people I know. One of the things he does, though, with his free time is play Guitar Hero. He plays basketball with his friends. And at 12, he has what he describes as a platonic girlfriend.
That's cute.
All right. At 12 years old, you had a girlfriend when you... No, you had a boyfriend. Well, Rich, did you have a girlfriend when you were 12?
I had crushes when I was 12.
Jennifer,
did you have a boyfriend, Jennifer, when you were 12?
I was playing the field at 12, Dougie.
Playing the field.
Yeah.
All right. So other than that, how about Jacob Barnett and what he's known for, and why are we talking about him today? You got a few minutes to figure it out. 800-510-8255-21 before the hour. Dr. Ken Kronhaus updates us on a couple of important medical items, including if you're checking this out. Dr. Ken says the radiation from Japan is not a health concern. When are we going to get through some of that? There are people who are calling radio programs like this and asking about the iodine. They want to know if it's going to if they can take it and it will either mix or match with the medication they're on. This is people that are so serious about listening to some of the people that are so doggone irresponsible on the air. They are scaring people and getting them to buy things. And so the power plant in Japan, it's bad. Not good for them. And there has been radiation from Japan turning up in New England, North Carolina, Florida, Chicago, other places. All right, but how much, just the word radiation, scares people. And, of course, that's a great motivator. Fear is a great motivator for people buying things. I'm afraid of this, so I'm going to go buy that so I can be protected. The people who have died over there haven't died. I don't think there's been anybody who's died because of the nuclear problem. They've all died because of the tsunami. how many, 14,000-15,000 people? By head now, like latest count?
Yeah.
So the problem, they're going to have problems. Their food supply is in jeopardy, and that's not good. But when you look around at all of the this mess being created by the news media, so irresponsible, Ken is a pretty credible source. You might not believe it from me, or you may chuckle at things that I say, but Kronhaus is not somebody who giggles and fools around and misstates things. He's a scientist, and he says there is no health concern. So our poll today at DougStephan.com asks you to tell us how concerned you are about the threat of any radiation from Japan. A, not one bit. The amounts are too small by the time it gets here. B, a bit concerned. It got here faster than I thought it would. C, moderately concerned. I'd be more concerned if they found it in my state. Excuse me. And D, very concerned. I think there's a lot they aren't telling us. Well, the Japanese people are not being told the truth by their government, but it's not about this sort of thing. It's about the whole, it's like the conditions there and how bad the problem is for the country. The country's going to really be in its tizzy now as they rebuild after World War II. They're going to have to rebuild a lot of stuff. Cars aren't being built because the paint can't be made.
Mm-hmm.
No parts coming over for a lot of the Hondas and the Toyotas that are made in our country. They'll stop producing those or cut back on the shifts until they can't get the parts anymore. And that won't be good for American-owned businesses that are the dealerships. There's a lot of impact, no question about that. But as far as that affecting the radiation affecting you, no, no, no. All right? Sound like I'm talking to Megan when she was 3 years old. Don't speak those words to me.
No, no, no.
All right, so we give up on Jacob Barnett. Do I have to tell you, Richie, let's take a quick pause here. And then
I'm just doing research on him. What an amazing story.
Isn't it, though?
I have a video from him if we have time.
All right. So you can put it up. Why don't you post the video
at
DougStephan.com.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Here's the story on Jake. He has an IQ of 170.
Wow.
He began solving 5,000-piece jigsaw puzzles when he was 3. He has taught himself calculus, algebra, geometry. By 8, he left high school and is currently at the age of 12 in college, taking astrophysics classes, advanced astrophysics classes.
Good for him.
And he's tutoring classmates that are twice his age. He's been recruited as a paid researcher at Indiana University. He's working on a theory that challenges the Big Bang theory, that is the Einstein theory. Not clear how he developed it, but he's asking all the right questions according to scientific experts. The theory that he's working on involves several of the toughest problems ever in astrophysics and theoretical physics. Anybody who solves these will be in line for a Nobel Prize. And he's 12 years old, taking on Einstein's theories.
Listen to him for about just a few seconds.
Marvelous structures. Among them are Stonehenge and the Great Pyramids of Egypt. Now, along came a Greek person, his name was Thales. And Thales, he was able to realize that using a concept of geometry called similar triangles, you'd be able to calculate the height of any pyramid just by knowing a couple of angles and some length. So, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to make some multiplication easier. Now, before I do that, I'm just going to share one last story.
Okay.
He's got a video on YouTube. His mom has a YouTube channel, and this video is titled Another Way to Think of Multiplication.
Once the parents
took him multiplication
to a planetarium, mother says, we were in the crowd sitting listening to this fellow, asked the crowd if anybody knew why the moons going around Mars were potato-shaped, and Jacob raised his hand and said, excuse me, but what are the sizes of the moons around Mars?
Yeah.
There we go. Jacob Barnett in the Focus on Good Day. Dr. Ken up next. It's 15 before the hour.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep. Do you
you like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Orbit Gum has teamed up with the cast of MTV's The Buried Life on its mission to help clean up the world. This June, with the help of Orbit Gum, The Buried Life cast plans to cross number 61 off their famous bucket list, paint a mural, and will also conduct a major community cleanup event. Ben Nempton, ringleader of the group, says they are also encouraging others to do their little part, too.
What's great about our partnership with Orbit Gum is the fact that not only are they helping us check off a list item and doing a major community cleanup event, but they're also letting fans vote on where we actually paint the mural. And fans can also get involved by entering a code from a specially marked pack of Orbit Gum online to trigger a 50-cent donation from Orbit Gum to keep America beautiful up to $300,000.
Log on to www.clean.orbitgum.com to help choose the location of the cleanup event and learn more about how you can do your little part to help clean up the world.
Website downtime is trouble for leading online businesses like Amazon, eBay, and Google. They figured out a way to ensure uptime, but at a cost most companies cannot afford. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Load Balancer provides continuous availability and peak performance across multiple websites while preventing network intrusions. Don't risk downtime. Visit Barracuda.com/uptime to try the Barracuda Load Balancer free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/uptime.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program, MetaFast. Ready for MetaFast? If you're wondering, if you're assessing how your goal at the beginning of the year has been fulfilled or not, I was watching a commercial for a competitor last night. They can't hold a candle to MetaFast. MetaFast is so safe, so simple, so satisfying.
Simple.
Well supported. Richie's lost the most weight of anybody involved. Roberta's done very well. Jennifer's done marvelously well. Ken, you're pleased with what we have been able to deliver so far. And a lot of Richie was talking to somebody yesterday. Was it email or Facebook or something about whether this really works?
One of our listeners emailed me and just wanted to ask a few questions, whether I'd had any issues with, like, dizziness or, headaches or anything.
Usual, nothing to do with your food.
Well, basically when you give up sugar, a lot of times you're going to have some implications. It's like when people give up caffeine. And I didn't.
All right. So, Ken, no surprises here, right?
Absolutely. This is a healthy way to lose weight. This plan works. I see it in my patients every day. If you're looking for that successful weight loss program that'll keep you healthy, MetaFast is your answer.
Call 800-506-4115 and tell them you're listening to Dr. Ken. You'd like a discount. They'll be happy to give it to you, talk to you, bring you through the program, stay with you. This is nothing but support and success. That's what you'll have when you call 800-506-4115. Support, satisfaction, success. Safely. 800-506-4115. Tell them you're listening to Dr. Ken. Results will vary. Consult your doctor before beginning any weight loss program. All right. The heart and nuts. Long discussed. Now the verification. A particular kind of nut, though, seems to be better than others.
Yeah.
Exactly. American Chemical Society meeting this week. Nuts are good for your heart. They can lower cholesterol, reduce the oxidative stress caused by free radicals, and decrease unhealthy inflammation. Walnuts were the number one nut for health because walnuts were found to have more antioxidants and better quality antioxidants than all the other nuts tested. What do you think was number two?
Cashews.
Almonds.
Brazil nuts.
Brazil nuts, huh?
Mm. All right, so there you go. Heart health. Now, the story of the EPA ruling on radiation, not that we haven't said this 100 million jillion times before. I was so angry when I was listening to Ken because I was in central New York doing some farm stuff on Saturday morning, and I begged out, and I'm listening on the radio in the truck, and I'm hearing this woman call asking about, she was determined to get you to say yes so she could take some of those iodine pills, and I called screaming. at this, the irresponsibility. And so the EPA says what, Ken?
It's still not an issue. Even though trace amounts have been identified in the water in Massachusetts, Florida, South Carolina, California, it's still less than what you would get if you fly from California to New York.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Please don't waste your effort, your money on these things. Just crazy stuff.
Just stay vigilant. Stay aware. We'll report.
Be aware. Yeah, all right, 51 after on Good Day.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Now 53 past the hour, Better Living with Doug, and our technology tailor visit for today. Why do you think you upgrade? Why would you upgrade your web browser to the latest web browser?
Lots of reasons.
The ones that were just released. Why would you do that? Why is it a good idea? Alex Goldfein, the technology tailor, will tell you to help you out here as we continue to be helpful Harry's on Good Day.
The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
Are you in a hurry? Well, I am. But as a paralyzed veteran, I had to overcome incredible challenges just to regain my independence and return to work. Finding a parking space shouldn't be one of them. Illegally parking in spaces reserved for people with disabilities is not only wrong, it's against the law. So please, think twice before pulling into a reserved parking spot. Even if it's just for a minute, it's 60 seconds too long. This has been a public service announcement from United Spinal Association.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
Lots of news for computer internet browsers lately. The biggest development has been the recent release of the revamped Firefox web browser. It's now called Firefox 4, and there are a slew of improvements, including all kinds of privacy and security increases. Microsoft also recently released the Internet Explorer, now in version 9. It enjoyed more than 2.3 million downloads within 24 hours of its launch. But then Firefox 4 came out, and it had more than 4.7 million downloads. downloads in 24 hours. That is more than 50 downloads every single second. Of course, there's also Google's Chrome, as well as Apple's Safari, and all of these browsers are free. Which one you use is completely up to you, and ultimately, it doesn't matter all that much. Firefox and Explorer are the newest ones and will boast the latest features, particularly when it comes to security. Listen to all Technology Taylor Minutes for free online at techtaylorminute.com. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Okay, so also in the technology world, Microsoft's Kinect camera. You know that system? Kinect, K-I-N-E-C-T. Am I the only one who knows about this?
It's a video game.
Yeah, well, is it?
Yeah, and it has a camera built into it.
All right, according to Microsoft, since launching last year, they've sold 10 million Kinect sensors around the world.
Oh, I bet.
That's pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm.
The rate at which the units are being sold, let's see here, 8 million were sold before Christmas. That's 133,000 a day.
Yeah.
The Guinness Book of World Records says they are the biggest, this is pretty much the biggest selling thing ever. They have actually stated Kinect is now the fastest selling consumer electronic device of all time, outpacing the iPod, the iPad, and their equivalent launch periods.
The only problem is that there are YouTube videos where you can see a guy playing one of the racing games.
Yeah.
Where he basically just sits there, doesn't move a muscle for the whole game, and he wins.
How do you do that?
Because it doesn't work properly.
It outsmarts them sometimes.
Yeah. It's basically playing for
I've
you
played,
or something.
Though. It's fun, and it does work most. It worked when I played.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did you like it?
So I wonder what would happen if Jacob, our genius, were playing with one of these things.
Oh, he'd iron out the tweaks.
Yeah, he would tell you mathematically why it does what it does.
And I would wonder how he would do with the Watson computer as well. Wouldn't you like to see a 12-year-old against Watson?
I think he'd challenge the heck out of Watson, I would guess.
Yeah, no, I think it's cool. There's a new Pokemon coming out. Did you know that?
Pokemon.
I didn't realize those things were still around. Those go back to the beginnings of computers, right? The little thing goes around gobbling up.
Yeah, no, that's Pac-Man.
That's Pac-Man.
Oh, that's Pac-Man?
Pokemon is the little Japanese cartoon that was making kids pass out because of the changing colors.
Oh, okay, all right.
Remember that?
I do sort of remember that. Thanks, Richie. Pokemon, Pac-Man,
whatever.
They're big peas.